Today, only 24% of STEM workers in the United States are women, even though women make up about half the workforce. Encouraging women to enter those STEM fields, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, is a priority for organizations working to close the pay gap for women. It's a goal that dovetails with an effort to get more women thinking STEM for their careers.
On May 3rd, UW-Waukesha is hosting its 6th annual GEMS Conference, the mission to bring girls, parents, teachers, community leaders, and professional women together in an effort to increase young women's knowledge and awareness of math, science, tech, and other careers in the sciences. Here to talk about that conference and make the case for getting more young women into STEM fields are Elizabeth Hensiak, Outreach and Program Manager, GEMS Coordinator for UW-Waukesha
okay,
as well.
Okay, it's working now.
And Holly Werhun, Interim Director for Continuing Education at UW-Waukesha. And Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Hello, thank you.
And Holly, good to have you with us as well.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Elizabeth, I want to start with you. This is the 6th year for the GEMS Conference. Why is it important to get girls invested in STEM fields when they're young?
Well, we think it's important because, as you were saying, women make up about half the work field, but yet only 24% of them are in STEM careers. And we would just like to see more of that because we feel like with this GEMS program, we've actually seen that a lot of these girls have great strengths in these areas, and they really didn't know a lot of that until they came and started actually examining those strengths.
Why do you think that is? How could a girl get through, you know, a certain amount of schooling and not realize that she has aptitude for the sciences?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it has something to do with the fact that normally, typically, these careers weren't geared towards women, if we look back in history.
And Holly, I want to bring you in on the conversation. This year, you are expecting upwards of 100 girls to participate. In the beginning, it was a very small number. Talk about how it's grown over the years.
It has grown tremendously. In fact, we had one year that we were close to 200, which was really large. We're aiming more towards about 120 girls this year. It's interesting how that word has spread throughout the local schools, Girl Scout troops, and, you know, local, you know, groups, our homeschoolers. You know, we are kind of trying to reach out to as many girls as possible and hitting all demographics that we possibly can think of. Which is one of the reasons why we try to keep the cost for the conference to as minimal as possible. So we really rely heavily on donations to help us do that, so that we are able to even reach out to some that can't even afford the minimal fee for the program.
What age group are you reaching out to here?
We are reaching out to middle school girls, ages 11 through 14.
Okay, and tell us about some of the offerings, Elizabeth. What kinds of things can girls experience here?
Well, we actually have 15 workshops that we are providing, and so the girls get to choose, for the most part, which workshops they are involved in. And a few that I'm really excited about this year, one of them is an astro safari, and so basically they're going to look at stars and black holes, and they really kind of look at the question, are we alone in this universe? And we actually did that for our STEM program, and the kids absolutely loved it. Another of the workshops that everybody is seeming to really like is the human skeleton. And this is where the girls can learn all about the bones in the human body. And also they can learn how to determine sex and age range while using a real human skeleton.
Wow. So some cool stuff going on there. And Elizabeth, I want to talk to you about a caller we had recently that stayed with me. We had a father call up. And he said he was watching a show about science with his 5 or 6 year old daughter. And he said, hey, do you think you might want to be a scientist when you grow up? And she said, I can't because I'm a girl.
Oh,
and it made me wonder. I mean, the dad was obviously surprised by this, too. He didn't expect his daughter to be saying this. But I'm just curious if you think about what kind of messages society might be sending to girls about science that still persist today? What do you think's going on?
You know, I'm not sure, and it makes me a little bit sad because I don't really know where that came from originally and why girls ever thought that they couldn't do things like that, because obviously we know that they can and that they're more than capable and, you know, sometimes, you know, just as good, if not better than the boys at this kind of thing. So I'm not really sure. I know I personally have a niece that goes to a STEM school in Waukesha, and I mean, she does an excellent job. She's 8. She loves it. And I'm so glad that my sister got her into that school because she's able to be introduced to this stuff early on.
So, Holly, is the hope that these young women, these middle school girls, will come in and realize they've got something here and go on to pursue careers in STEM fields?
Absolutely, that is our hope and dream. As many, you know, have that same desire for these young women, and you know, by offering as many of workshops that are truly hands-on, where they're getting in, and I think girls are very visual; they like to see things, and it helps them understand it, how things work, and so really kind of rolling up their sleeves and digging in, so to speak, is one of the reasons I think that our GEMS has always been really successful.
We're talking right now about the upcoming UW Waukesha conference to get young women, middle schoolers, thinking about a career in STEM fields, in science, in technology, in engineering, and math. And joining us are two women associated with the conference, Elizabeth Hensiek and Holly Wehrhahn.
And you can join the conversation by calling now at 800-642-1234. Why do you think more girls aren't going into science, technology, engineering, math? Are you a parent, a teacher, maybe a woman working in one of these fields, or maybe a young girl in middle school, high school, college? What appeals to you? What doesn't appeal to you about those STEM fields? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send an email, talk@WPR.org.
We're talking about the upcoming UW Waukesha conference to get young women thinking about a career in STEM fields, science, tech, engineering, and math. The conference is Saturday, May 3rd, and joining us are Elizabeth Hensiek and Holly Wehrhahn.
And we want to hear from you. Why do you think girls aren't always going into the science, technology, engineering, and math fields? Are you a teacher? Are you seeing this in the schools? Maybe trying to overcome that. Are you a student yourself, a parent? Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go to our callers right now. We've got Marlena with us from Pewaukee. Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Doing good. What do you think about this?
Well, I'm a student. I actually am a student at UW Waukesha right now. I am majoring in psychology and going on for neuroscience. And I, from a young age, was really interested in science. And I went to Pewaukee High School. Our school was very good with a lot of hands-on things, you know, trips to go to, like, the planetarium and things and, you know, a lot of different experiments. But I guess I think nowadays they're more geared towards women and helping girls to try and get into this field. But I think, it, you know, we still have a ways to go. I know that in some of my science classes, there's very, very few females, and it's very dominated with men. But I think we're getting there.
So maybe more role models for young girls, more women in the fields coming to reach out.
I would love to see more female math and science teachers, too. I know when I was in high school, I never had a female science teacher. It was always men. So role models or teachers that are women definitely would help.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, Marlene. I appreciate that. And Elizabeth, what comes to mind when you hear that and her call out for more role models?
Yeah, actually, thank you for asking, because I was just going to say, most of the women that come to the GEMS conference, first of all, they're all volunteers. So everybody is volunteering to put on these workshops and to help out. And I would say about 90% of the people that come and help out are women, and they are in the field. And the really great thing about this year is that we actually have quite a few graduate students from UWM coming to teach some of these workshops who are all women. And I think that's excellent because they're a little bit closer in age to the girls that are participating and they're still in school. So it's kind of saying to the girls, you know, you can do this too.
Well, thank you so much for that call. Appreciate that. And we'll move on now to Susie in Waukesha. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think that technology and the fields that girls have available to them is just only growing. I think a lot of the reason that possibly people have been slow to go into this is the same type of thing that was spoken of before, that families have not encouraged their daughters, role models, that schools and colleges have typically try to attract, you know, a male audience for that. And I think that's completely changing. Girl Scouts is helping with that. Programs within schools where they try to encourage it. And I think all over the U.S. you're seeing a direction where girls are going to be entering engineering and math and science. And they're all capable. And as long as people keep saying that, you know, you're going to see girls from all walks of life in that field.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Susie. Appreciate that. And I want to get your comments on that, Holly, and also ask you how families can foster that love of science and engineering and math and all the rest of it in girls at a young age.
Well, that's a powerful statement, really. I think, as a parent, that is your job is to, you know, let your child know that the possibilities are always endless, you know, and do what you can to assist them with their in their dreams, to pursue whatever field that you know they might be interested in, and you know any interest that comes along should be nurtured. What I would say. What I like about our programs is that we kind of try to integrate a couple disciplines, if not into one workshop, so that they're not just learning math, they're learning other skills along with the math. It seems to me that in the school systems, you know, a lot of those main subjects, math, science, technology, they're all taught separately. So they're kind of, you know, they're siloed, where if we can integrate them and into one, you know, want more of an integrated study so that these girls are getting that hands-on, that's just going to foster their interest in it.
All right. Well, I want to thank Susie for that call. And by the way, you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And let us know if you're a woman in the field of STEM right now, science, tech, engineering, math, what obstacles did you see getting there? And what do you think it takes to encourage girls to consider these careers, to consider them viable careers that more women should be considering? And I want to ask you about your keynote speaker this year, Elizabeth. She's a forensic scientist, and this kind of gets at the idea of what it might mean to have a role model for girls considering a career in STEM. What does it mean to these young women, middle school girls, to come to the conference and see a forensic scientist who's a woman?
I just think that's great for them because I feel like it's a real, you know, living proof that you actually can do this and you actually can, you know, go into a career that you love regardless of, you know, if it's supposed to be for men. And I think the really cool thing about our keynote speaker this year is that she does do, you know, forensic science and that sort of thing, which, of course, has kind of been all the rage since all these CSI shows started and all of this. So I really think the girls are going to be interested in what she has to say.
I want to ask you, too, Elizabeth, the Atlantic ran a piece recently, and you linked to this on your brochure as well, talking about STEM jobs and saying that the old STEM jobs aren't necessarily like the ones from a generation before, that women are carving out new niches and have new perspectives that are sort of changing the STEM field. Where do you see that happening today?
You know, actually, Holly and I were just talking about this today, and we were just saying that we really feel like a woman who is interested in, you know, a STEM career, it doesn't necessarily have to be something traditional or you know, something that we're used to thinking of when we think of STEM, and that if they're interested in something, they can kind of do what they want and kind of make it their own.
And they don't have to fall into old paradigms about what the job's supposed to look like.
That's right.
All right, let's go back to the callers now. Catherine is joining us in Barron. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I am a woman in a science field, and I just was drawn to the comment that it's important to have female role models in math, science, engineering, technology fields. But I think it's equally important that we have male role models in some of the more traditional female roles, such as nursing. I think it's wonderful that we're starting to see more men in nursing. I also had the experience of my science teachers in high school were all male, and my teachers in elementary school and in English were almost universally female. So I think that the more we can both encourage women to come forward as role models in science, and then we can also encourage men to come forward as role models in elementary education and the arts and humanities.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Catherine, what field are you in? What do you do for a living?
I'm in medicine.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts. And Holly, do you want to respond to that? She's talking about getting different gendered role models for typically male and female careers across the board.
Well, I think that's, you know, again, a fabulous idea. I think it's something that is changing. I know, you know, personally, I know men that are nurses and, you know, I see men, you know, opting to stay home and raise the family while the female is out, you know, working that full-time job. So I have seen a change throughout the course of the last several years, and I think it's only going to keep progressing.
And Elizabeth, let's go to you in our last minute. What can people do if they want to register, they want to get their children, their daughters, their relatives, anyone they know into the program? What do they need to do?
Thank you for asking. So actually, you can go to our website. It's www.waukesha.uwc.edu/gems, and you can pull up the registration form there, and then though there will be the brochure as well as all of the workshops. So then as the parent, you would fill that out and you would send that in to us. I mean, you can also stop by our office, and our office phone number is 262-521-5460. So if you have any questions, Holly and I are in the office almost all the time, so you can call and reach one of us. And then, you know, a couple days before the conference, we will send you a confirmation. And it's $34.
And we're going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Holly, good to have you with us as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Elizabeth Hensiak and Holly Wehrhahn, both affiliated with the upcoming GEMS conference in UW-Waukesha.